Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome on board On the Mark. I am Joe McGranahan. With me today and tomorrow and Wednesday is Steve Kushaloff. Mark Lawrence taking a few days off. Steve, always good to see your smiling face on the other side of the table.
Well, I'm not sure I'm smiling, but here I am.
Not either,
Joe.
But I thought I'd give you credit.
Yeah. Good morning, Joe.
You could be smiling if you wanted to.
I could be. Here's a big... If I was a Saints fan, I'd be smiling, but I'm an Eagles fan. And
no, that was a disaster. After such a great start, I thought, boy, I could turn this game off now and go watch something else on TV because the Eagles have it locked up. Came back an hour later, and they didn't have it locked up.
No.
Well, better luck next year.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm sorry to see Nick Foles leaving the franchise. I'm sure he will. He deserves a chance to start somewhere. He's certainly done some miraculous things for the Eagles, but, you know, he can only pull so many rabbits out of a hat. And, of course, he had some key injuries last night. They were dropping like flies.
Oh, they were. I know. And, you know, I mean, I almost wish this were a sports show. I mean, I could go on for...
Well, you could hang on for Dan Patrick, and maybe he'll let you
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, I don't think he would. We could go on about the Eagles, and I have my opinions, et cetera. But I'm looking forward to next year.
Oh, all right. But, you know, the big thing is Carson Wentz can't stay healthy for an entire season. That's bad news if you don't have a good backup like Nick Foles standing there waiting to take the reins.
Well, my understanding is it would cost the Eagles...
$20 million.
Yeah, and that's a lot of money for a backup.
That's a lot of money for a backup. But if your quarterback goes down, as Foles does, or as Carson Wentz does, it's good to have somebody there that can pick up the slack. What's his record after he took over? Something like he only lost one game, and that was last night.
Well...
And I don't even think he really lost that game.
I'll tell you, my theory, as long as we're on this, maybe we have some Eagles fans out there. My theory is that deep down, the Eagles players, they know that Nick Foles is not as good as Carson Wentz. And so the Eagles players play harder. They may not even be aware of it, but they seem to play harder when Foles is there.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, and I've seen it with other teams, too. I've seen it with other in all sorts of other sports. There just seems when their superstar rejoins them after he's been injured, the teams tend to relax a little bit, which you can't do in sports. You certainly can't do it in football.
Well, in any event, there's always next year, as we Pittsburgh Steelers fans are saying. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Or you may email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Our program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection and nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. And throw in the fact they're also a master towing service with decades of experience. The Sunbury Motor Company, proud sponsors of On the Mark and our program this morning can easily start on a number of different topics that Steve and I were kicking around before we started, but we'll start with EB, who probably is making reference to two of the big stories that happened over the weekend, whether you like them or not. He says, two bombshell stories about Dear Leader came out this weekend. The New York Times, which despite Trump's claims is not failing, reported that the FBI launched an investigation into whether he was essentially working for Russia. Then the Washington Post reported that he took translator's notes after his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Not even his top officials know what was said between the two men. This suspicious behavior is deeply troubling, and it comes on top of countless secret meetings between Trump associates and Russia. If there was no collusion, then why does everything this guy ends up doing come back to Russia? Equally troubling is that members of the Trump cult simply won't care. They will just brush it off as fake news like they always do. It just proves my point that Trump supporters are not really patriotic. Despite their cries of America first and make America great again, any truly patriotic American would be gravely worried about these reports and would want to get to the bottom of them. If you aren't concerned about the possibility that the United States is under attack from within, then you really don't love America, period. Well, EB, your letter reminds me of Joe McCarthy, who was certainly pointing out that America was under attack from within. He identified communists. And you know what? He was wrong about everything. He lied about everything. And isn't it possible that these news stories aren't true? You take them as if they are the absolute gospel truth. But there's no proof.
The only thing that there is proof of is that, from what I've read, the only thing that there's proof of is that the FBI is investigating whether
was investigating
was I guess that part of the investigation is over. They were investigating whether Donald Trump was let's say actively or consciously working on behalf of the Soviet of Russia, or whether he was just taking actions that, as it turns out, benefited Russia. Now the other story that the fellow refers to here is that he had meetings with Vladimir Putin, from what I read, five different meetings. Nobody knows what was said. In one case, the translator had notes. Trump confiscated the notes and specifically told the translator, the linguist, whatever, do not tell anybody what was said here.
Okay, put it in context, though, Steve. You're always big on context. The context is that several weeks before, his conversation with the Australian Prime Minister got leaked almost immediately. And it was out there in the public before he had even had a chance to discuss it with his people. He didn't want any more leaks.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean it's nefarious or secretive.
Okay, so maybe you wait a period of time. Maybe you say, look, and
he just said he'd be happy to release anything he had on it now, that it doesn't matter to him. He said that this morning. I heard him on the TV.
And how long ago were these meetings? For Pete's sake, Joe.
Well, if there was something secretive about them or something nefarious.
Maybe not. But
okay.
It's like, okay, you have a meeting, you have a phone discussion with the Australian ambassador, and maybe
Prime Minister.
Excuse me. Maybe you say, okay, I don't want to release the transcription of our phone conversation. I don't want to release it right this minute, but maybe in a couple of days you do.
But they disagreed. That was the whole point of the meeting with the Australian Prime Minister. They disagreed on the phone. It was a contentious meeting.
Yeah.
And it wound up being leaked almost immediately.
And, you know, there are ways to
go
before the public, and you can say we had a meeting where we disagreed on something, and you can take what had been a contentious telephone conversation and you can present it in a more in a way that is a little easier to digest. But for heaven's sake,
if you're given that opportunity, he wasn't given that opportunity. It was leaked almost immediately.
You know, Joe, you ran this radio station for a period of time. You are the mayor of Shamokin Dam. Would you meet with officials that impact your borough? Would you meet with officials that impact a corporation you represent? Would you meet with people like that and then not tell the other fellows, people you work with? Why wouldn't Trump meet with Putin and then sit down with his State Department officials, his national security advisor? You know, he thinks he can run America the same way he ran his company, which has been said over and over was essentially a mom-and-pop operation. It was Donald Trump with his kids helping him run the Trump Organization. And so he apparently thinks he can run America the same way, that he can meet with Vladimir Putin and then not tell anybody. Well, you know, Donald, you've got a State Department.
So do you think President Obama told every single thing about every meeting
he
ever had?
I have no idea, but who said?
But you're certain Trump didn't.
But how did we get onto Obama?
But because we're talking about no president of the United States acts in a vacuum. You know, every president relies to a certain extent on precedent set by his predecessors.
Did you ever read Team of Rivals? No,
yes, I've read it. I read it in its entirety.
Okay. And so in the book and in the movie that was made based on it, you saw President Abraham Lincoln night after night, sitting in the telegraph room with his chief advisors discussing the facets of the Civil War. And working out with them. You know, President Lincoln didn't see a need to keep everything close to the vest and secret.
Oh, but he did. He did many things. You're missing a big part of what President Lincoln did. You know, he had to keep some things under his hat, and it was a pretty big hat. But I think what you're missing here is that President Lincoln was more exercised power more aggressively than President Trump did. He did it with a velvet glove on, but you didn't cross Abraham Lincoln. He suspended habeas corpus.
Right.
If President Trump had suspended habeas corpus, there would be blood in the streets. We got Eric from Port Treverton on here, and he wants to change the subject, but we'll get back to it in a minute. Eric, what's up?
Oh, hi, gentlemen. No, it's more of the same subject, and it's my concern now that our president is a president of a corporation. Let's say he is the head employer, the head honcho of all federal employees. So now he wants to treat government as a business. So now he has declared that he has 800,000 employees who, as head guy, is not going to pay. But as any corporation has, we have a board of directors, do we not? So we have checks and balances. And we have the Senate, and we have the House of Representatives. What concerns me is, first of all, we have all these folks not getting paid. And as I called in Friday, which was the first non-payday, that includes several hundred, maybe thousands of people here in central Pennsylvania who work at Lewisburg and up at the other prisons here and who aren't getting paid. But they are expected to show up for work in a very, very poor, working or risky, dangerous work environment. And we're throwing this all back on something which is on a wall, okay? So, but as the head of the company, he's saying, I'm not going to pay you. But again, the checks and balances is we have the Senate and House of Representatives. My concern is the Senate will not even pick up anything to even discuss this unless there is what the president is saying he demands. So is not the president now usurping the balance of power of the legislative branch of the government, because the legislative branch will not take any action unless the president says so? Is not the Republican leadership also culpable in this whole situation?
Well,
I say they are, because they're taking out two of the three parts of our government.
But Eric, those workers will all get paid. President Trump isn't saying, I'm not going to pay you, period. He's saying we're not doing a lot of things right now because the federal government's partially shut down. But all those people will be paid. Those who are furloughed even will get all their back pay, and they will have had the time off without having to work. And some of the
others. And that's fine, Joe, but what? So are we expecting that all the banks are going to say, oh, don't worry about that mortgage payment? Are we going to think that Wise Market is saying, oh, you're a federal employee, come here, have this food and you can pay me when you have? There's no guarantees that. What about all these workers whose credit rating is going to take hits because they're late in their bills? Is the government going to make them whole for that? That's impossible, Joe, and you know that.
Well, I think that most people would take into consideration the fact that if a federal employee owed me money or was doing business with my company, I wouldn't shut them down or turn them off under these circumstances, and I don't think most people will. I think most people will be accommodated.
As a federal employee, I show up at Wise Markets, and I put my debit card in there, and they say, I'm sorry, sir, there's no money in your debit account. Oh, well, wait a minute. Here's my federal employee card. Swipe that, and we'll just take a debit against that.
Yeah,
we know that's not happening.
Well,
what about the stress level? And how do we know?
Well, that's real. I won't disagree with you there. I think the stress level is probably pretty high.
Okay. Thank you. Can we agree that we have a group of people, our neighbors here, who are being adversely affected by this?
Sure.
And we all agree on that.
We agree on that. But you know, okay, you're saying
so
it's all.
We also agree then that if their level of stress is higher, then the chance of them doing the best work possible is not there. And let's face it, we have had people escape from Lewisburg or try to escape, and have had, in my recent memory, my brother was working at the federal prison at the time, people killed in the line of duty at Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary, which is one of the highest levels of penitentiaries in the United States.
Well, I can't disagree with a word you're saying, but let me put it to you this way. President Trump doesn't have too many options here. If he believes border security is important, and I said to Steve before we started the program this morning, while they may have advanced some bills that would open the government again, the Democrats haven't put anything on the table with respect to border security now. They have all said, everything I've said, seen, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have said, let's open up the government and then we'll have a discussion about border security. The president's saying, I want to have that discussion now. I want to get it resolved now.
And just about a week ago, as I mentioned on this program, a congressman by the name of John Garamendi from California said very specifically on one of the Sunday morning talk shows, we stand behind our proposal for $1.3 billion for fence repairs and additions to upgrade ports of entry, to upgrade services, and to provide medical services. So right there, you know, right there you have the Democrats' proposal
which is nothing more than was already there. And the president's saying we need more.
Well, he's saying more. Now the other issue.
But are
Joe,
they giving him? Are they even moving an inch closer towards him?
Even
I'm
when
sorry,
you,
Eric. This is your time. What?
Even in your response to Eric, and Eric, I please excuse me for taking your time. Don't hang up. Anyway, Joe, even in your response to Eric, you continue to use this word. You know, do you want to talk about a wall, or do you want to talk about border security?
That's the real
issue.
I use border security.
Okay, fine. Then if we want to talk about border security, there's a whole ream of things we should be talking about.
Sure, no argument.
Right, okay.
But you know, all of them involve money, Steve, and if they won't give him any money for it, I mean, as I said to you before, and Eric, maybe you'll tell me whether you agree with this or not, if the Democrats had come forward and said, look, we're not going to spend a dime on the wall, but here, Mr. President, we agree with you, another billion would be necessary for drones and for additional personnel, maybe a billion for this, a billion for that, but nothing for the wall, then I would say they had at least moved in his direction, and if he didn't, you know, take them seriously and work with them on that, then he would be wrong. Do you agree or not?
I agree to think outside the box as far as this wall is concerned. I'm thinking of other projects which needed done. And let me think, let's take, for instance, the rebuilding of the Statue of Liberty. And the government didn't want to spend the money for that. So they went to the American people, said, do you think this is a good idea? And the American people said yes, and responded and sent money in. And we did the Statue of Liberty, and that was almost $1 billion, I think, without using federal money. If this is a good idea, if the American people believe in this wall, then let's go ahead and try to have that and have them fund it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, we tried that last week, and there was $1 billion and only $20 million was raised, which is, as my people would tell you, this is just a drop in the bucket. So my thought is this, let's have private sponsorship of the wall. Let's say, okay, have companies. We could advertise. I mean, you've got, 600 miles of free billboard space. Let's start out with the president and the Republican National Party saying, okay, we will build the first 20 miles of this, and we'll have that painted up with re-elected president.
So you're
or
saying
Republican.
Listen,
there
we got to move.
There's some ideas outside the box which would not keep our federal employees from getting paid.
Very good, Eric. Hey, we got to move along because we're running out of time in this segment. But thank you. That's a very interesting idea, selling naming rights for the wall. There you go, a way to make money. What do we have? Comcast Stadium. We have a Comcast wall. The Verizon. Verizon drone,
hey,
whatever.
What the hey?
Hey, we got to take a quick break. We invite your comments and calls, 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program brought to you by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the brand new Hyundai you deserve with savings of over $7,000. Buy a $25,000 2018 Santa Fe for only $18,259. That's a savings of over $7,000. Grand. A 2018 Hyundai Elantra is discounted to an unbelievable 14,810. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has a 2018 Santa Fe Sport that was 34,890 and now only 28,840. Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. No matter what size SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors has it. 2019 Hyundai Konas, only 23,210. 2019 Hyundai Tucson, only 26,110. 2019 Santa Fe's, only 26,775. And the 2019 Santa Fe XL starts under 30 grand. Now is the time to get the new Hyundai you deserve. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
You may not know it, but your company's always under attack from hackers, spammers, and other criminals.
Sooner or later, without Pentella Data's DDoS mitigation, your network's bound to fail.
But our protection works off-site, watching, waiting, and catching thousands of attacks in real time.
Keeping bad data away from your servers.
So even if there's a battle happening in the cloud or here on the ground, it's business as usual.
It's all possible with the next generation network from Pentella Data.
Now, more than ever, businesses need IT support to be successful. Just look at how Pentella Data's IT pros are assisting the Lehigh Valley's pros. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms utilize Pentella Data IT services to make their day-to-day business run smooth, from wireless guest services to their point-of-sale operations and their servers. We're there because IT is our game, and it's in our name. Pentella Data IT Services. We're in it.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
The Shikellamy Acorn Little League is having sign-ups for its 2019 season. Registration will take place at Northumberland Hook and Ladder, 348 5th Street in Northumberland. Regular sign-ups will occur on January 8th from 6 until 9 p.m. Late sign-ups will occur on January 26th from 1 until 4 p.m. for both boys and girls. More details, check out the Shikellamy Acorn Little League on Facebook.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
And we're very pleased to report is we were able to help 30 individuals start new businesses. That's a really nice accomplishment. It speaks to the ideas being strong. It speaks to these entrepreneurs having an understanding of the marketplace that they were entering. They reached out to the SBDC for help when they were starting their business.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Big NFL playoff weekend. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Steve Kushaloff is with me. We invite your calls, your emails, your comments. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Text us at 70236 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Our friend EB, who has sent two subsequent emails that we haven't had a chance to go into, but we're still dealing with the first one here. I'm fascinated by this sentence, or two sentences. Equally troubling is that the members of the Trump cult simply don't care. They will just brush it off as fake news like they always do. It just proves my point that Trump supporters are not really patriotic. You buy that?
Not really patriotic. Joe, it depends on your definition of patriotic. I just believe that being pro-America means more than just wearing a flag lapel pin on your jacket. I think being pro-America, and I feel like I'm giving a speech here, which wasn't my intention, but being pro-America means more than just having a flag attached to your car. I think being pro-America, you can call it patriotic, you can call it whatever you want. I think it means that, number one, you recognize the real issues that are facing our country. And, you know, as I was writing this little speech that I'm in the middle of, I asked myself, why is there more interest in personalities and less interest in issues? And I find that a lot of the time, that when you and I are speaking, you know, instead of talking about the issues, we're talking about Nancy Pelosi, we're talking about Donald Trump. Why are people so much more fascinated by personalities and they give little interest to the issues?
But you're missing a bigger thing here, Steve, and that is the fact that all issues revolve around personalities, the people on one side or the people on the other, whether they're making a cogent argument or whether they aren't making a cogent argument.
Be that as it may, Joe, I realize that it takes an individual to introduce an issue, but that's fine. Once that issue is introduced, let's discuss the issue. Let's not discuss the personality who introduced it.
Oh, but come on now. The issues often revolve around personalities. They often revolve around people who are hurt or helped or benefited or not benefited in some way by the proposal. Name me an issue that doesn't involve people. You know, that in the long run doesn't involve someone being benefited or someone
being
harmed.
Well, of course it does, Joe, for heaven's sake. I understand that issues impact people, but...
That makes them personality-driven.
Let's try to come up with an issue facing our country right now that it doesn't involve a border wall, that doesn't involve 5.7. Let's talk about infrastructure.
Okay,
there's an issue.
Well, go back to a minute to what we're talking about, the wall. It's framed by people. President Trump says, we need a wall. So it becomes a personality issue to say, President Trump is wrong, we don't need a wall, he's a tool of the Russians, he's a fool, he's an idiot. That's the way we demonize people that we disagree with in this country.
Boy, Joe, I tell you, I don't know how you do it. You'll start at square number one, and within seconds, you're at square number 20. How did we go from wall to dupe of the Russians?
Because it's all part of this Trump derangement syndrome, where people, as I said to you before, we were off the air.
Now you're saying Trump is deranged?
No, I'm saying people who despise him are deranged about him. Not necessarily about everything in life, but just about him. You know, it's like these stories. Our friend E.B. says, I love how I said Trump supporters would dismiss these stories as fake news, and your immediate response was to dismiss them as fake news. Thank you for proving my point. I didn't dismiss them as fake news. I said he took every story that's written negatively about Trump as the gospel truth without any investigation. Should they be looked into? Sure they should be looked into. So should have all the things about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. They should have been looked into.
I believe most of them were looked into.
Not really.
Well, be that as it may, when you tell E.B. that he shouldn't take these stories as the gospel truth, you are saying to E.B., those stories are fake news.
No, I'm not saying they're fake news. I'm saying they're stories. And you and I have both seen how many times has CNN had to backtrack over the last few months and the New York Times over the last few months on inaccuracies. There have been quite a few. They've even gotten some Pinocchios from the Washington Post.
Well, maybe they have. I have not seen, because I look at the Times one probably almost every single day. I haven't seen a whole host of inaccuracies. Every now and then I'll read a story and at the bottom they'll have a correction, but I haven't seen a whole host of many, many
relating
inaccuracies.
Relating to the president, there have been quite a few, and they have been fairly well documented.
Well, then you'll have to get me that list.
Okay. Well, what we have to do is take time out for the news right now on WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. After that, we'll be back with local news, some headlines, and then more of On the Mark. You are listening to WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Quicken Loans.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's been 24 days and government workers are struggling to make ends meet as the shutdown drags on. Wes Love is a volunteer serving free lunches to TSA workers at Denver International.
A lot of them are young, a lot of them are just starting out and they don't have the money and they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Correspondent Peter King is at the airport in Orlando.
TSA workers here and everywhere are working for no pay because they are considered essential. Friday, the agency's administrator announced $500 bonuses plus a day's pay for those who stayed on the job. One TSA worker here tells me that the bonuses are factored in every quarter and don't really make much of a difference anyway, especially because the workers lose a fair amount to taxes.
Tweeting this morning, President Trump says he's been waiting all weekend for Democrats to get to work. Referencing congressional leaders, he says Nancy and Crying Chuck can end the shutdown in 15 minutes. In an hour from now, teachers in Los Angeles are scheduled scheduled to walk out.
This is the second largest school district in the nation, and today LA teachers say they will be on the picket lines, not in the classroom. More than 1,000 schools will be affected. More than 500,000 students will be affected. The last LA teacher strike was in 1989. That strike lasted 9 days. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The district has hired substitutes to man classrooms. Counting up the losses after the weekend's massive snowstorm, CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the death toll is up to 9.
At least 4 people died on Missouri roads, including Deanne and Olivia Phillips. Deanne lost control of her car on a snow-covered road and drifted into the path of an oncoming vehicle.
Duke Energy reports over 100,000 homes in the Carolinas were without power at the height of the storm. A new analysis from the National Safety Council shows deaths from accidental opioid overdoses are now more common than dying in a car accident. The council says the crisis is getting worse thanks to an influx of the synthetic opioid fentanyl. A man convicted of 4 murders almost 40 years ago is back in Italy to serve his time. Live to the Foreign Desk and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Cesare Battisti always acknowledged belonging to an armed leftist group in the 1970s, but he denied involvement in the murders of 2 police officers, a jeweler, and a butcher, and went on the run in 1981, painting himself as a refugee from fascism. A succession of left-wing governments from France to Brazil were happy to shelter their celebrity asylum seeker, but shifting political winds caught up with Battisti. He was captured in Bolivia before his asylum application there could be heard. Deborah?
The NFL conference championships are all set. The Saints will host the Rams next Sunday. Patriots will play the Chiefs in Kansas City. This is CBS News.
National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The war of words goes on between President Trump and Turkey over the fate of Kurds in Syria. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Says his country is not opposed to a safe zone, but it's unclear who would patrol it. U.S. forces are withdrawing from Syria. A 20-mile zone is something President Trump said he wanted. He also threatened Turkey with economic devastation if it attacked U.S.-backed Kurds in Syria. The foreign minister said Turkey will not be intimidated.
Donations have been pouring into blood centers in Poland to try to save the life of the mayor of Gdansk. He was stabbed in the heart and the abdomen while he was on stage at a charity event. He grabbed his belly and collapsed. He's listed in very serious condition after 5 hours of surgery. Doctors say he needs massive blood transfusions. Police say the attacker, who's been arrested, is an ex-convict seeking revenge against the mayor's political party. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Thank you.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back. I'm here with Steve Kushaloff. We invite your calls and participation on The Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free hotline number is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. The hometown pharmacy's toll-free hotline number is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your hometown pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis, and when you go there, you'll see Terry out at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Tyler, the owner at Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Steve, the owner at the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street in Northumberland, Kathy at the Danville Pharmacy, she's the owner there in Mill Street, Danville, head pharmacist Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg, and Brad, the owner at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Now, some of the hometown pharmacies offer delivery, but they all offer hometown-friendly service by people you will come to know and trust. Buy locally. Every dollar spent locally gets spent locally 10 times over, so you can support many in your local community by supporting your local hometown pharmacies. Taking a quick look at the news headlines this morning, a recent Midwest high school graduate is running for Snyder County Commissioner. Rylan Ebright, who's also the newly elected president of the Reliance Hose Fire Company in Middleburg, has announced his candidacy for county commissioner. He'll run on the Republican ticket. Ebright says if elected, he will bring a young and modern approach to county government. His main focus is developing the region to provide economic growth and creating safe communities. U.S. Congressman Tom Marino has introduced a constitutional amendment calling for a term limit for future U.S. representatives. Over the weekend, Marino introduced the amendment to institute 4-year terms for members of the U.S. House of Representatives. He says the introduction of the amendment is an additional effort to bring improved governance to the legislative branch. And a fourth psychiatric evaluation has been ordered for a Virginia bicyclist charged in the death of a man killed with a shovel during a break-in in Lycoming County. Penn Live reports that a Lycoming County judge cited conflicting psychiatric opinions on 25-year-old Graham Norby Vardak and the results of a 2017 court-ordered evaluation. Prosecutors say he has already been seen by 3 psychiatrists and in October was found capable of assisting in his defense. Authorities allege the man cycled from his Alexandria, Virginia home in 2017, but was tired and hungry and broke into an Elrod Township home, killing an 82-year-old man and then trying to drive the victim's car to Canada. That's our look at the news headlines this morning. I'm back with Steve Kushaloff, and we're talking about the federal government, the shutdown, and whether or not President Trump is deranged or whether his supporters are deranged. And when we left, we were talking about whether or not they were, mentally ill.
Okay, Joe, I'll go along with that.
Bob says this morning, he says, good morning. I would like to say that the big banks do not care if you didn't get paid. They are going to charge you late fees and report you to the credit bureau every month you don't make a payment, making everyone's credit take a hit and lower their credit score and possibly bankruptcy. Our Make America Great president is running our country like his own business. Don't pay his workers, don't pay his fair share of taxes, claims bankruptcy. He claims he will let this go on until he gets his way. He's trying to make Americans fight with each other over this. Let's see what he has to say when these unpaid service workers start breaking down and start going crazy. Trump government shutdown day 24. Get back to work and open the government now. Why do we all just sit on our butts and let it be? God help the United States of America. Signed, thanks, Bob.
You know, the other thing that's kind of ironic, you look at some of these people who are working but they're not being paid, people like FBI agents, prison guards, air traffic controllers, and even Coast Guard personnel who help intercept drugs that are entering the country. All of these are public safety personnel, and yet they are working, in many cases, working without being paid. The TSA workers at our airports, they are considered essential, and so they are supposed to work. As I'm sure you have read, Joe, a number of them, they're calling in sick. And I'm sure you read about the handgun, I believe, that was taken through one of the TSA security
points. Right, and they all, everyone there said it had nothing to do with the shutdown.
Well, maybe it didn't. Maybe it didn't. But I believe I also read that there were certain points in that TSA security complex that had to be that were shut down because they didn't have the staff that day. So it's very interesting. You know, we've got all these people who are not working because of Donald Trump's vanity project, and yet he is absolutely, it's now beginning to threaten the United States.
What about all the Democratic congressmen and representatives who are basking in the sun in Puerto Rico for a Democratic getaway? Should they be back in Washington working?
Yeah, maybe they should. And you know what? How about Mitch McConnell? How about the Republican leader of the United States Senate who says, number one, I don't have a role in this, and he goes home to Kentucky. Do you remember, Joe, the government shutdown?
There's a difference between being in Kentucky and being in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, there sure is. Do you remember the government shutdown? 1995, 1996, you had Bill Clinton was the president, Newt Gingrich was engineering this shutdown of the government, and it took the Senate Majority Leader, a Republican, Robert Dole, Bob Dole, who finally stood up on the floor of the Senate and said, we ought to end this. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's a little ridiculous as far as this senator is concerned. So Bob Dole never considered any great
statesman. What was the issue
then?
What was the issue?
The issue, as I just read about 2 hours ago, was apparently Gingrich actually wanted to have a different way of establishing a budget. He wanted Bill Clinton to agree to something like budget guidelines that would guide the country for like a 7-year period.
My memory strikes me that it was over increasing the debt ceiling.
I don't think that was it. I don't think it was simply the debt ceiling, because I know that comes up almost on a yearly basis.
Right.
So I think, Joe, you're going to have to read up on that, and I'll do the same thing, Joe. I'm not just going to say you're making a mistake. Maybe I'm making a mistake, but that doesn't matter.
You said earlier you didn't like admitting you might make a mistake.
No, I don't. You know, Joe, you're getting into the minutiae here.
You say I'm amazing that I can go from step one to step 30. I mean, you could just turn it around on its head and move the argument back in another direction. The simple fact is here that personalities are involved. The simple fact here is that we have a government shutdown because the president of the United States has been backed into a corner where the other side is just saying not one more dollar, not 1 cent. They're not putting anything on the table with respect to what they would spend money on in border security. If they do that, I would agree with you completely. Then the president is dead wrong.
And I would contend that is the president.
I'll tell you where else he was dead wrong. Forgive me, but I'll tell you where else he was dead wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is when he walked out of the meeting the other day saying it was a waste of time. He should have stayed there as long as it took.
Okay, well, that's great. You know,
don't say that like you mean it.
No, I'm trying to get a word in edgewise, Joe, so I'm trying to
not
be
polite.
Not
easy, but keep on going.
No, it isn't. I mean, okay, leave it at that. I said about a week ago on this program that maybe Donald Trump, instead of just shouting wall, 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 maybe he ought to specify exactly what he wants in this 5.7. And I was told by the other co-host, Joe McGranahan, that, you know, Donald Trump did send a letter to Congress. And so I looked that up. The internet is a wealth of information, and here's all I could find in this letter to Congress. It said Trump is demanding $5.7 billion for construction of a barrier. It says here something about 234 miles of new physical barrier, plus an additional $800 million to address urgent humanitarian needs. Okay, and that's it. That's as far as I could find. So I do not see where Donald Trump has really specified how he wants to spend $5.7 billion. I tell you what, if I was to put together a budget for a Rotary Club, a small business, etc., and those were all the specifics that I listed, that budget would be laughed out of hand.
So I believe there were more details than that, because it was exactly the same information that the Director of Homeland Security tried to give to the meeting at the White House that the President called, where Chuck Schumer said to Nancy Pelosi, "Interrupt her. Don't let her finish."
Joe, I wasn't watching Fox News.
That was on TV. So, you could hear him say it.
Well, Fox News is on TV, Joe. I know that. We continue to go back and forth. You know, the Democrats aren't proposing anything. Trump isn't proposing anything. So we've got.
But Trump is proposing anything. He's proposing $5
billion. $5.7
billion.
And how is he going to spend it? And, you know, how much is this wall even going to cost if it was actually built?
Doesn't matter. The Mexicans are going to pay for it. One way or the other.
Oh, well, one way or the other. I just love it. I had read $25 billion, but now I see where the MIT Technology Review actually says the cost could be as high as $40 billion.
Could be very high. I mean, I don't, you know, to put a cap on this, I don't have any problem with saying to the president, you're not going to get $35, $40 billion to build a wall. But you put forward some substantial proposals for increasing border security. You tell me exactly where the fence is needed. You tell me exactly where other things will work. And the Democrats, if they put forth their proposal, then I would say, fine, we need to sit down and talk about this.
You know,
but that's not what's happening right now.
Right.
And the government's closed, and a lot of innocent people are being hurt.
Heavens, yes.
And it's not just on the president. It's not just on the Republicans. It's on everybody.
Oh,
Democrats,
sure it is.
The Democrats could say getting this government open is really important, so I will give a little bit, and here's what I'll give. And if they said that and the president turned them down, then it's on him.
Okay. And, you know, but the idea that it's just a matter of dollars and cents, that the Democrats should say, okay, we're not going to give you five, but we'll take our proposal for $1.7 billion and we'll bump it up to $2.1 billion. No, it's not a matter of just dollars and cents. As we were discussing before we went on the air, it's a matter of an entire a comprehensive look at this whole thing. As I had said, and I'll repeat it for the sake of our listeners, there's really three issues here. One issue that you have is you've got the illegal immigrants, the undocumented immigrants that are in our country, somewhere between 11 million and 12 million. And most of them, as you know, Joe, did not come over a wall or through the desert. They simply came here legally on their visas, and then they overstayed their visas. The other two issues, one is DACA, the kids who were brought in by their parents through no activity on their own, but they were brought in. How do we deal with them? And the other issue is border security.
Right. I couldn't disagree with you on that, Steve. But maybe Chris will disagree with both of us. More likely, he'll disagree with me. Chris, you're on the mark.
Yeah, there's a couple things you said today that I really disagree with. One's about the wall, and one's about border security, and one's about the Russians. With the Russians, the point is he didn't tell anybody he didn't let anybody know what the conversations were about or show them, including our intelligence departments, which aren't responsible for leaking, and even people in his own administration, from all reports, that he hasn't told them what he talked about with the Russians. That's the difference. No other president has ever kept things like that secret from his own administration and secret.
Well, if he kept these things so totally secret,
agency.
Chris, if he kept these things so totally secret, then what's the outcome? He didn't do anything about them. He didn't tell anybody about them. I mean, what's the problem? He didn't tell anybody. Maybe nothing happened.
Well, we don't know. That's the point. Nobody knows.
You would think if he had done something, had a secret meeting, and came out of there saying to Putin, "I'm going to do this for you, Vlad." But that didn't happen.
Or I'm going to try to do this for you.
That didn't happen. Well, what about President?
Well, we don't know if it didn't happen.
What
or
about?
Not. He already dropped the sanctions on the Russian oligarch that was responsible for the for some of the possible collusion.
Okay, but what about President Obama saying, well, after the election, I'll have more flexibility. Tell Vladimir. That didn't bother you, but this does. What exactly did he mean he'd have more flexibility to do?
What, I don't even understand that, Joe. What are you talking about?
President Obama was famously heard off mic saying to the Russian ambassador,
yes,
that, you know, tell Vladimir that after the election I'll have more flexibility to negotiate something with him. Didn't say what it was, but that was famously reported. It was all over TV.
And when was the I'm assuming this must have happened before. At the tail end of Obama's first term, and he was saying that after the election...
I think it was after the midterm elections.
After the midterm elections. Okay, that's fine. What is wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with the president having a meeting that he doesn't discuss then?
The problem is, and then I
think... But you don't tell your own administration, and you don't tell people in your own administration, and you don't tell anybody in the intelligence agencies.
And how do you know he didn't tell anybody? That's just what the New York Times says. That doesn't mean it's true.
Because nobody seems
I'm
to know.
I'm pretty sure that nobody in the intelligence agency is like loose that he told them. And Trump hasn't told anybody that he told them.
And if he had let anybody know, if the New York Times was wrong...
And just having secret meetings where you don't have people with you when you're talking so they can... know what was actually said on both sides, especially in a translation situation, is probably never done before.
Oh, you don't think any president of the United States ever had a conversation with another foreign leader that he didn't immediately release to the media? Perhaps
no,
you should...
I didn't talking about releasing it to the media. I've said that five times now, Joe.
Well, you said make nobody knew.
Nobody in his administration or the intelligence agencies. That's not releasing it to the media.
Well, I can name a couple of conversations that Franklin Roosevelt had with Winston Churchill that were completely off the record and weren't disclosed until years and years later.
Yes, but do people in his administration know? Probably yes.
Probably yes.
Okay,
I doubt it.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying, Joe.
But
unusual and suspicious about the whole thing.
Well, let's say you and I have a conversation, Chris, about what we might be able to accomplish together. And we don't come to any formal resolution. We just kind of clear the air and talk about a few things.
But that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
And that's it. Should I go back and say, well, we just had a meeting, didn't really result in anything. So, and then see people say, well, what do you mean it didn't result in anything? What did you actually discuss?
But there's almost always people in the room with them. They're a team of people of your administration, the experts, just so that everybody knows what's going on and nothing's being misinterpreted.
You know, when Walt Disney was building Walt Disney World and he was buying up all this land in the Orlando, Florida area, yes, he kept that under wraps as a business decision. But obviously, he shared it with his corporate partners. I'm sure he shared it with his brother, who was an integral part.
With his board. It was with his board, secret.
Exactly. But Disney did not share it with the general public.
But you don't know that he didn't discuss it with somebody in the administration. The New York Times says he didn't, but does that make it right? Does that make them accurate? Does that give them all-knowing, all-seeing power into the mind of our president and the administration?
Why would you confiscate the notes and
I explained that to put it. I explained
and then
that
been other times without even a translator.
I explained that
maybe.
To put it
I'm
in.
Not
Chris,
even sure
you
about
ask
that.
A question. Yeah, you ask a question, and I'm going to answer you. I said this to Steve earlier. Maybe you didn't hear the program. Put it in context. He had just had his meeting with the Australian Prime Minister, blown all over the media. It leaked almost immediately after he concluded the meeting.
Yes, on the Australian side.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's leaked. It's leaked, and so he didn't want it leaked.
Yeah,
and it's
not.
You know, when a president, rather it's Donald Trump.
You can't not tell anybody on your side.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you can. Hey, listen, we got a roll here.
Okay, what can I say about what you're wrong about the Democrats?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, you keep saying they haven't offered them anything. that the offer of $1.6 billion for border security was precisely a Republican bill, and it was just to keep the government open until February. He rejected it.
Yes, and he explained why he rejected
it. And then the Democrats, because they had agreed to go up from 1.3 to 1.6, and then Trump rejected it, so they went back to their 1.3. And in the meeting where they talked, he wanted his full $5.7 million for the wall. He said, what will you give me for the wall if we finish negotiating here? And they said nothing.
Okay.
They didn't say they wouldn't give him anything extra for border security. They have said many times they'll give him extra for border security.
Hey, Chris, we got to
roll. They won't give him stuff for the wall.
Chris,
they'll give him stuff for fencing.
Chris, we have to go.
Said.
Chris, we have to go. Thank you. 1-800-795-9565. Yes, the president... well, you know, he didn't get the amount he wanted, so maybe this is just arguing about nothing. We have a text that I have to read before we take a break. It says, so anyone who disagrees with EB is un-American. How typical. I thought we were all entitled to our thoughts and opinions. Have an honest discussion and a bout of different opinions, but don't insult people. And that's directed back at EB. We'll take that quick break, and then we'll be back with more of On the Mark.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
Who says Dr. Jenkins ought to be your dentist? Your friends and neighbors who go to Dr. Jenkins.
We were looking for a dentist that we knew would be top of the field and know exactly what he's doing.
A recommendation of friends brought me to the practice.
I'm very pleased with what has been done so far. The staff is wonderful. They truly are. It's a very warm, friendly place when you go.
The excellent dental work and the smiling faces here just make it a pleasure to come in.
It's the first place I ever went that I felt like someone cared. I feel I've gotten more than I thought I would. The care was so much better than, you know, than I expected. I referred my son to come here because he saw how happy I was.
If you have problems with your mouth, this is the place to come. I can eat again. It's the best feeling. It really is.
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Hypnosis can help. Join the over 500,000 people who've attended Mark Patrick Hypnosis programs with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Hypnosis will be in Lewisburg on Tuesday, January 15th. Make that New Year's resolution a reality.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about desserts like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I lost a total of 83 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Tuesday, January 15th at the Best Western Plus Country Covered In, 7701 West Branch Highway in Lewisburg. Seminar time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Attend this program and find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Steve Kushaloff is here with me. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, and Cindy has waited patiently through the break. Good morning, Cindy. You're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. The sun is shining, and it's a great day. I wanted to suggest to my good neighbors something. You know, if you think back over government, certainly through my lifetime, the last 60-some years, it's just one investigation after another. And I believe that this is, in part, about the technique of misdirection, which is something that magicians use. They get you to look in the wrong spot while they're doing the trick somewhere else. And I believe, in basic terms, that our politicians are obsessed with investigating each other. And they do this to appear to be doing something and to hide what they're actually doing. That's my perception of all of this. It rarely delivers any value. They investigated Mrs. Clinton forever and never delivered any value. You know, they investigated Bill Clinton, and all they could get him for was misconduct in a hallway of a sexual nature. They incessantly spend time doing this. But what does it do? What is the real negative consequence of this eternal slamming of each other? Well, it's turned the American people this way. And that's what's terrible, that the American people, you hear it even in the conversations here on the radio, they dismiss each other, they vilify each other, name-calling has become a common thing. And I think that this behavior is very damaging to our country. It isn't helpful. It doesn't produce something. I recall when I was a member of the Democrat Party that much ado was made about Vice President having a private conversation with oil barons. They all sat down and they had this big energy conversation, and it went on at the White House or associated with the White House. And the Democrats were outraged, as was I, that none of this conversation was made public. And I fully expected when they gained control that they would just dump all that information right out there for all of us to see. Did that happen? No. But they certainly made a lot of noise about it. If it was important enough to make all that noise, why didn't they take the action to release that? Because it was misdirection. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. That's an interesting point. We appreciate your call, as always. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Dale is holding, and you're on the mark.
Yeah, we talk about tying each other in knots. And all that. Nothing ever gets resolved. So I just think it's crazy. They use big money, and the government, they're all about making money. So the whole thing is just dumping down the small fish and just keep reeling it in. So I tell you, Chuck Schumer is definitely CIA. He's definitely CIA. Pelosi's been working with the CIA for years. I don't think she's CIA, but she's been working with him. And media never resolves anything. You just keep the argument going. So that's what I just say. I don't see it no other way. It's just we're not going anywhere. Nothing gets resolved. And anybody who talks about the facts, they only get like 2 or 3 seconds, to come up with solutions. Then they just jump onto someone who has no facts. that's just my assumption. So
you're entitled to it.
Yeah, the CIA controls it all.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks, Dale. I appreciate your call. The CIA is in charge of everything.
Joe, let me ask you a question, because I know you are a student of history. Let me ask you, has any U.S. president ever been asked seriously if they were a Russian agent?
No.
Okay. The other night on your favorite network, Fox News, Jeanine Perrault asked Donald Trump very seriously, "Are you a Russian agent?" Never. I don't recall that ever happening.
Well, she didn't ask him out of the blue. She asked him because that's what the New York Times article said.
Wherever she got the inspiration to ask her question, don't you find it interesting that?
She was trying to give him an opportunity to refute the insane charge leveled by the failing New York
and
Times.
What was the adjective you used?
The insane charge.
Oh, insane. I see.
Okay. I think Donald Trump's in a lot of things, but I don't think he's an agent of the Russians. Well, do you honestly think he is? Come on, honestly.
I have no idea. And the question
But you're
is,
willing to believe it.
The question is he wittingly an agent of the Russians, or is he unwittingly
And here's the analogy back to Joe McCarthy. Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? Answer my question.
Well, the other thing is, what kind of evidence? Now, I have not done an in-depth study of Joe McCarthy, so I don't know what type of evidence Joe McCarthy had.
He had none.
Okay. Okay. But when we do see things, when we see one connection after another between members of the Trump campaign and the Russians, then maybe there is some
evidence.
Let
me ask you this question. If this is so obvious and so out there, how come Bob Mueller hasn't found it in 2 years? You would think if all this was going on and he missed the fact that Trump is an agent of the Russians, oh, my heavens, this is a terrible investigation.
We don't know that he hasn't. We haven't seen his report. Bob
Nobody's
Mueller,
seen his report. Nobody's
right,
seen anything come out of him.
Because he's compiling information, Joe.
Right.
You know, you don't. Bob Mueller plays it pretty close to
yes,
the vest.
Yes, he does. I'm sure. He's probably gone panicky down there trying to find something he can bring out about somebody that actually relates to Russian collusion.
And
hey, we got to take a quick break. We have Paul hanging on the phone. We have an email from Dick, and we're going to get to that right after this break.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Hey, babe, have you seen MacGyver? I think he's hiding because he knows we're going to the vet.
He's already in the car!
Ever since I started taking my dog, MacGyver, to Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg, he loves going to the vet. We walk in, there's animal TV on for him, then the loving staff treats him like royalty for all of his checkups. I get all of his medications there, any of his tests done, and dental cleanings. You'll not find a more loving, compassionate veterinary office than Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg at myanimalcarehospital.com or on Facebook. They really mean it when they say that they love what they do. Hospital Drive, Lewisburg.
Okay, Susquehanna Valley, it's time to shake things up in the HVAC world.
When it comes to short-term and limited warranties on heat pumps and air conditioners that seem to run out right before you need them.
TD Energy experts say no more.
And when you hear from the other guy's service tech, sorry, only the part is covered, labor's extra.
TD Energy experts say no more.
Every new Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless heat pump from TD Energy experts comes with their exclusive 12-12-12 warranty.
12-year parts coverage, 12-year labor coverage, and 12-year compressor coverage.
The best warranty in the valley and the best in the business.
This is the year to improve the comfort level in your home, save money on your energy bills, and be assured that you have the best HVAC warranty to protect your investment.
Hi, this is Tony from TD Energy Experts. Don't settle for anything less than a quiet, energy-efficient Mitsubishi electric ductless heat pump. With our exclusive 12-12-12 warranty, give us a call. We're ready to help at 570-258-8088. TD Energy Experts, 570-258-8088.
A CNC router is a computer-controlled cutting device that can be used to design some pretty intricate projects with direct applications to your home building needs. And it takes an expert with years of experience in the program, design, and manufacturing to make it work. At Lewisburg Builder Supply, we have the machinery and the man for the job. Stop in and talk to Mike about how we can make your projects a reality. It may surprise you what we're capable of, like hard-to-find restoration moldings, custom brackets and panels, templating, and more. Only at Lewisburg Builder Supply, your local Ace Home Center.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I'm numb to it now when I hear it. When former players go, oh, you'd love his Belichick sense of humor. Tell me a stand-up bit that Bill's done.
I guess he's got a sneaky sense of humor.
Wouldn't he be a great ventriloquist? Is this part of the process where they're trying not to win? Vontae Davis retires at half? That's called quitting, I believe. I don't think that's called retiring, isn't it?
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Big NFL playoff weekend. We'll talk about it today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Boy, that's depressing music. Where'd you come up with that, Rob?
That's the Beatles.
Is that the Beatles? Okay, well, it sounded ponderous, like almost Russian. You know, we don't want to put any Russian music
here
on
we go. Here
although
we go.
Although it might be appropriate for the discussion.
Yeah, it would have been. Okay, Paul, you've hung on through the break. You're up. What's up?
Well, it sounds like the Beatles could use a little bit of Raid.
Raid? Oh, I get it. That's Beatles, pretty right. good.
Why, what I'm looking at is something that is disturbing, and that is a revolution. When we think of a revolution, we don't think of it as a misunderstanding between government and people. And that's usually why a revolution comes about, is because government is trying to tell the people what it should, and the people saying, no, that is not what we want. And so they debate it to the point that where they start throwing stones at each other.
Well, that's something okay. new.
I'm trying to, as you say that, I'm thinking of the American Revolution and the French Revolution. And, okay, I think your analogy holds true in those two cases.
Off with
well,
their heads.
Well, even at that, we had the war between the Indians and the French and everything, and it all came down to not having a government that actually represented the people, because what government wanted was not what the people approved of.
Are you speaking of the French and Indian War? Because it wasn't a war between the French and the Indians. It was a war between the French and the Indians and the British and the settlers.
Yeah, and Canada.
Right.
No, but it all comes down to this, because we are not a unity. We are not unified in anything, in decisions, taxes, laws. It just comes down to an individual or a group of individuals that feel that they have a better way of building a mousetrap that will catch more mice.
Well, you may have a point there, Paul.
And what's the population of the United States? It's over 300 million?
Million, yeah.
Okay. And, Paul, it would be very tough to get 300 million people to agree exactly on all of these issues. I mean, suppose we all had a vote on what the tax rate should be. That would be a little cumbersome, wouldn't it?
Well, even when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the vote in the House was one person voted not to go to war.
Hmm.
So. Well, yeah, that's true, but it is an objective point in which who is going to gain the most and who's going to lose the most.
Well, that's an unanswerable question, Paul. You've kept your standard up. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. We brought up an interesting point. 1-800-795-9565, our toll-free outline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Dick says, when President Trump held his discussions in Helsinki with Vlad Putin, there was an interpreter for Trump, and the Russians kept a record or notes on the meeting. Trump's record of the meeting was his memory only. He shared nothing of context with anyone on the American side. This is the same man that last week said, quote, I never said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall, unquote. Some memory. Did he really say that he never said Mexico was going to pay for the wall?
Oh,
that would be a stupid thing to say.
He said repeatedly, what he said was, what I saw him say was, I never said Mexico was going to write a check.
Right, and he didn't. He said they would pay for it one way or the other.
And now he's saying that this new trade agreement, so that makes it sound like when American companies are paid for their products that get sold in Mexico, Donald Trump is going to lop some of the money off of the deal, and it's going to be used for his wall?
Well, if he finds some alternate way to pay for it, why do you care?
Well, that's not an alternate way to pay for it, Joe, that he's going to take money from car companies and companies that sell products in Mexico.
We take money from people all the time. We call it taxation. Dan, you're on the mark this morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm sort of following up with what Paul said, revolution, and that's why a lot of people out here voted for Trump. We wanted a revolution within the system because the system wasn't working for us. So we voted Trump for a peaceful revolution, but the other side wants to have a soft coup against Trump.
What do you mean by that? That's what's going on right now
in our country. They don't want the populace to have a say in government.
Well, I don't know about that, but what do you mean by a soft coup?
Right. Every night, every day, the liberal news is 95% against Trump.
Yeah, he brings some of that on himself. Go ahead.
And the Rhino Republicans are against Trump within his own administration.
The Rhinos?
And that Hollywood is mostly against Trump, and most of the Democrats are against Trump.
Yeah.
They want a soft coup. They want him out of there. It's very obvious. I mean, you have to be blind if you don't see they want Trump out of there. And certainly, if they don't get him out before the next election, they can't stomach another 4 years of success for the working American people. They can't stomach that.
They're tired of winning, right?
Yep, they're tired of winning against the establishment. I'm glad to be on the winning side for once, but boy, is it ever tough.
That side's getting awfully small. I read this morning that Donald Trump's approval rating is 37%. So, Dan, you and the other 37% of Americans, I'm glad you feel like you're winning, but apparently that's 63% of Americans who do not feel like they're winning.
All right, well, I guess that's their opinion, and they would rather end up in a socialist state and have socialist government, socialist programs.
Wasn't 63%.
Let them go. See how they like that in 100 years.
Yeah, I don't know. See, you know, this, if you'll excuse me, Joe,
sure.
This is kind of the Joe McGranahan way of discussing an issue.
I beg your pardon.
Joe, I did say excuse me, but all of a sudden we're going from Donald Trump's approval rating to socialist government?
That's the way we were heading, Steve. That's why we had this little revolution within the system. People out here saw under President Obama, we were going into more socialist programs. We were being rammed, told what to believe, what to say. We didn't have. They wanted us not to say Merry Christmas. They wanted us to use all politically correct stuff. We don't want to be politically correct every time. We want to say what is.
The old war on Christmas.
That's only a little bit of it. We're told what to believe. We were told what to say, what not to say. We can't, you know, that's why this revolution happened within the system.
Right. No more apology tours, right, Dan?
Right. No more. You're right, Joe, exactly. We don't go around the world apologizing because we're Americans. We're the greatest country that ever existed on God's green earth.
Yes, I agree. Let me ask you this, though, Dan. How about the revolution that occurred in November? How about that revolution when the Democrats took over the House of Representatives and they took over a number of governor's mansions and they elected a lot of state legislators?
And lost some Senate seats.
Yeah, they lost about three Senate seats.
I can tell you that's because the Republican Congress was a do-nothing Congress under Paul Ryan. They were as much in the Democratic camp as the Democrats. Paul Ryan did very little, and that's why the Democrats won. It's not going to be a lot different now. It's still not, you know, we didn't get the wall before, and right now we're not getting the wall now. But here's the thing, I put this down to a level I can understand.
Well, wrap it up, Dan. We got another call.
I have a $4,000 budget. $4,000. The wall that Trump wants is $5.70 out of that complete budget. That's what he's asking for out of $4,005.70. And like I said before, if I'd have been Trump, I'd have said I want the $40,000, which would be $40.
Dan, we got to move on, buddy. We have to move on. Thanks for your call. 1-800-795-9565. We've got to take a break, but Cindy's been holding. We'll give her her minute. You're up, Cindy.
Thank you. I have a way to pay for the wall that would not cost the American people a penny. And that would be that those who send money south of the border would have a remittance tax placed on it. A remittance is, in fact, the money that's earned here in America, one way or the other, is mailed through the bank system down to this Central America and Mexico. It amounts to well over $4 billion a year. And we all know that much of that is earned by illegal aliens. So here's a simple solution. Anyone who wants to send a remittance who is not a U.S. citizen will pay a 50% fee. And that fee would be remitted to the federal government. That would yield $2 billion a year and would help to pay for the wall.
I have a question. Can I ask you a question?
We've got to make it quick because we're almost
done. Suppose somebody is here from Montreal or from Toronto, and they are working in America, and they're sending money to their relatives in Canada. Do we also charge them a fee?
Sure. If you earn the money here, you fail to pay taxes on it, you should be charged the taxes.
Well,
so the remittance fee recoups
illegal.
The taxes.
She said
that
illegal.
Yes, I heard. And all of a sudden, we're now
if
we're
we have an illegal Canadian here.
Paid,
no, if we have an illegal Canadian, they would pay too.
They should pay the fee too. I'm very even-handed about this.
Yeah.
If you're here illegally from Ireland, from any of the other foreign countries, Canada, I'm pretty open-minded. If you can't prove you're a U.S. citizen or a legal resident with a green card, you're going to pay this 50% fee. And
okay.
That would, I'm just pointing out that I know that it's over $4 billion goes down to Central America and Mexico, and therefore that would yield $2 billion.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Cindy. Okay, we got to take that quick break. We invite your calls and your participation on the mark. Well, I'm clicking the button here. And I don't think I can get the commercial started.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the brand new Hyundai you deserve with savings of over $7,000. Buy a $25,000 2018 Santa Fe for only $18,259. That's a savings of over $7,000. A 2018 Hyundai Elantra is discounted to an unbelievable $14,810. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has a 2018 Santa Fe Sport that was $34,890 and now only $28,840. Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. No matter what size SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors has it. 2019 Hyundai Konas, only $23,210. 2019 Hyundai Tucson, only $26,110. 2019 Santa Fes, only $26,775. And the 2019 Santa Fe XL starts under $30,000. Now is the time to get the new Hyundai you deserve. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
It's cold outside, but Mahindra is heating things up with more savings. Bundle up and save up to $9,600 when you buy a Mahindra tractor with Mahindra implements. Or choose zero down, 0% interest for up to 72 months. Only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
Now through March 31st, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Hey, babe, have you seen MacGyver? I think he's hiding because he knows we're going to the vet.
He's already in the car!
Ever since I started taking my dog, MacGyver, to Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg, he loves going to the vet. We walk in, there's animal TV on for him, then the loving staff treats him like royalty for all of his checkups. I get all of his medications there, any of his tests done, and dental cleanings. You'll not find a more loving, compassionate veterinary office than Animal Care Hospital Lewisburg at MyAnimalCareHospital.com or on Facebook. They really mean it when they say that they love what they do. Hospital Drive, Lewisburg.
I love watching remodeling and house flipping TV shows, but I always wondered where I could find furniture like they use on my favorite shows. Then I discovered Railside Furnishings in Mifflinburg. They have real wood furniture, all in modern and rustic styles. I love the farmhouse and live edge look, and the quality Amish craftsmanship means these pieces will last. Plus, they'll customize any piece for me. Railside Furnishing is not your average furniture store.
Dining room tables, mattresses, there's something for every room in your home. Railside Furnishings Mifflinburg, and at railsidefurnishings.com.
Throughout the year, News Radio 1070 WKOK will conduct listener contests both on-air and online. To view the general rules to all WKOK contests on-air and online, visit WKOK.com. Click Connect with Us and General Contest Rules.
Have you heard about those plastic surgery trips overseas? Medical tourism, they call it. The thing is, it's real surgery, and safety should be your first concern, not tiki huts. Find out about safe plastic surgery at plasticsurgery.org.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, along with Steve Kushaloff. We have about 5 minutes left. Still time to get in a call. If you want to give us one, 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
So here I have one last inflammatory comment, Joe, and if this doesn't get your dander up, I don't know what will. To me, this whole wall thing, to a great degree, it's really a dog whistle. Now, we know a dog whistle. I'm getting that laugh of acknowledgement.
Oh, it's these infamous dog whistles. I hear them everywhere.
It's really a dog whistle to Trump's very right-wing supporters, who generally are anti-immigrant and anti-foreigner. So this wall is really not so much about border security as much as it's about, hey, right-wing supporters, I share your anti-immigrant, anti-foreigner leanings, and here's how I'm going to express it.
Well, how do you account for the fact, then, that the president has done nothing except talk about a path for the DACA folks? He's talked about having more immigration to the country
from other countries. Have you ever heard the phrase, talk is cheap? Because
that's a dog whistle. That's a dog whistle right there.
Could be.
Talk is cheap. That's a dog whistle.
But I hear Trump talking about DACA, and when we were talking
about... He put it on the table. The Democrats rejected his proposal.
Hey, I've got here numbered 1, 2, and 3 Democratic immigration proposals. And in terms of cost, they range from $25 billion to as much as $46 billion. And yet, they generally include a path to citizenship for DACA, for the Dreamers. And those right-wingers in the House of Representatives, they tend to shoot it down all the time. Now, the Freedom Caucus, those are the people that some of our callers, Dan, just loves. But, when you think about it, I think maybe the Freedom Caucus is probably a greater obstruction to border security than Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
How do you figure that?
Because they are the ones who will not sit down and talk about a comprehensive approach to border security, one which does include DACA, one which does include the $11 to $12 million undocumented immigrants. The Freedom Caucus is really the ones who have Donald Trump's hands tied.
I love that term, you liberals use all the time, undocumented immigrants. Aren't they illegal immigrants? The reason they're undocumented is because they're here illegally. We ought to stop the political correctness and just identify things for what they are.
Well, we can express them in terms that are intended to absolutely get people's blood boiling.
Make my blood boil.
No,
I said to you earlier today, I would favor some path for citizenship for those who are here now, but I'm not insane enough to say that we at the same time don't stop the problem from continuing into the future. As I said to you before the start of the program, I would be very happy to come up with something. I know it sounds like amnesty, but I have no problem with that. I don't think we can deport 10 or 11 million people out of this country on any given day without dramatic effects on the economy. And if they've lived here peacefully and have contributed to our society, I have no problem with working some long-range solution out for those people. You're an absolute idiot if you don't at the same time.
Jeez. So now I'm an idiot.
No, I said I didn't mean you personally.
Thank you, Joe.
If you don't stop the hemorrhaging coming across the border at the same time.
Hemorrhaging.
Oh, exactly what we got.
Such a big word to end our show. Okay.
Yeah, I'll find another three-syllable word for tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow, and I'm going to start writing my response right now.
Good deal. This is WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. You've been listening to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. See you tomorrow.